Blog Talk Radio.
How far, and I'm sure you folks are going, wait a minute, did I turn into the right show? Yes, you did. So good evening, good afternoon, and hello to everybody across the country and around the world and our new friends in Tanzania. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Looks like North Carolina has joined us, and we are just holding on to the breath of fresh air for Dr. Clark to say hello. Good evening, Dr. Clark.
Good evening, everyone. Good morning, good night, wherever you might be. It is indeed a pleasure to be back again, and it is also a pleasure to have North Carolina back with us. And welcome to our new friend. We're back to continue the conversation in a very different kind of way tonight, and Dr. Brown will lead us in just a moment.
Yes. The reason why my colleague says that is because over the decade or so that we have interacted out here sharing the opportunity to inspire and promote meaningful conversation, I sometimes throw curveballs. Well, I guess that's no surprise to you folks either. But what happens is sometimes she just sits back and say, okay, let's see where he goes from there. And I'm fixing to take you there because we're going to take a look at that song sung by Jennifer Hudson. It was a live performance, obviously. But the reason why, it was to dream the impossible dream. We've heard many people sing that, but there's a reason for it. In North Carolina, hold on, because we're going to be calling on you in a second to talk about dreams. Now, I titled this show Nightmares to Memories. I don't know if that did it justice. But let me tell you what I'm talking about here. Once upon a time, you looked at someone working through a window or wherever you saw them. They were doing a job that you only dreamed that you could do. Or you saw somebody walking across the stage and you said, ooh, I'd like to eventually earn my degree too. I bet that feels good. Or even my high school diploma. Or like me, when I watched military guys walk down the street one day and some, oh, I know what it was. I remember now. The first time I saw a live Army man, even though I had really enjoyed watching Army flicks on television or the movies, was during the Watts riot. And I noticed that the Army people were kind of telling the police what to do. I thought that was kind of cool and fun. So I go, wow, these dudes got power, you know. And me personally, I said, you know what, I hope I can learn how to be like these guys because they don't look to be too much afraid of nothing. Well, we know that wasn't the truth because sometimes fear is what helps you get through stuff because you're on an edge. And, you know, brave people or people who don't have fear will walk in front of a bullet, and we know how that turns out. But let me stay with the focus here. I don't know what Jennifer Hudson's dream was as she was singing that song with passion. Or how about you dream that you saw that pretty girl walking down the street and you said, oh, my goodness, I wonder if she would talk to me. I wonder if she'd give me the time of day. And then you keep passing me and say, ooh, to just dream to be able to take her out to dinner. Wouldn't that be so cool? I wonder, can I just know her name? Oh, man. All right, let me put my heart back off in my chest. You kind of getting the idea. How does this relate to grief and loss? We're going to turn this back to a positive and again because we got Dr. Clark in there standing by, so don't worry about it. But how about that dream of that good job or that beautiful girl or the fact that you couldn't pass your SAT so you couldn't go any further to get your degree? Oh, man. So that dream becomes a nightmare or something more tragic. I'm not going down that road with you, but you know what you're probably thinking now, the time that the dream turned into a nightmare. And where was Dr. Clark at? Or how about, you know, old school over here in North Carolina? What did we do to get past some of the stuff that we just had to go through, and how difficult was it? North Carolina, I'm going to holler at you first, okay? And see where we're going to, how we're going to deal with it. So the question that I'm going to have for you, one, are you there, North Carolina?
Yes, sir, I am.
Outstanding. Have you ever had a dream or a tremendous goal? I'm going to put that in there, too. And it didn't turn out okay, but tell me about the dream first. I don't want to hear the negative about it didn't work. Tell me that beautiful dream. Or do I have to tell everybody about the person that you said, you know what, I'd like to meet that individual one day. I'll leave it there. You got a dream you're going to share with us?
Well, I do have a dream about a certain young lady, and I'll just leave it at that for right now. But the other dream is I've had it for years and years and years. I've had it for years and years and years, actually going back 21 years. And I will not explain the time schedule, but looking for the dream to come to fruition, I've always thought of this thought in this regard. People say it's always the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence, until I realize that's where a lot of the manure has been spread. So, with that thought in mind, you had to go through a lot of manure to get to the green grass that you've been looking for. And that's what I've been through, and I'm sure I'm not alone in that regard.
It sounds to me like you're holding on to a dream today, a couple of them, huh?
You're very perceptive, young man, very perceptive.
Okay, well, and again, we're not going to deal with the fact that the dream don't come true, but I am going to move over from you, because I don't want your bubble to bust on this, because I believe your dreams are going to come true. There couldn't be a more deserving young man. But how about it, folks, when that time when you really, really had a dream and an objective and you really wanted it to happen, and then you did it, and then you asked yourself, what was I thinking? Oh, my God, this is a nightmare. I don't believe it. You know, the old question, my boss is crazy. My girlfriend's crazy. My homie's nuts. Whatever you want to think about, or like the time I remember I just got a brand new car. Oh, my God, a Jaguar, and it was nice, and I'm going down the street. I turn a corner but didn't really pay attention to the stop sign that I had stopped for so many times. I did a rolling stop. Well, the officer pulled me over, and he goes, well, you got two ways to deal with this. I'll write you a ticket, or I'll just chew you out, which one you want. I go, you know what, I'm on such a high right now, it doesn't even matter. So he chewed me out and wrote me the ticket. And naturally, I just went on home and parked the car and kind of gathered myself to become more grounded and pay attention to the blessings sometimes that are given to us that we can easily take advantage of. But in this case, I'm sure somebody out there has had a dream that they're still kicking themselves. But you know, I'm going to do this for you because nobody particularly wrote in to talk about that because this is a little off the general of our show until Dr. Clark patches this all up, which is I really did not want to lose my agency a little while ago, okay? But I thought it was the best thing to do. But as I look back and I say, you know, if I could have, should have, would have, I'd have stayed a little bit closer to prevent some of, hopefully to prevent some of the things that happened. But sometimes stuff is just going to happen anyway. And I had to catch myself to not be so down on myself and just go, oh, my God, I just really blew it there. I've let the whole world down. Well, it was a beautiful dream. But guess what? Out of the ashes, I developed a new agency without all of the garbage that eventually was building up over time anyway. And I'm much more proud today, and we'll talk about that on another show, and our relationship with folks over in Tanzania. Yeah, this is the second time I've said that. But Dr. Clark, we've been holding, we've been waiting. I really want to address this thing when people, Dr. Clark, find themselves setting goals or having dreams of things that maybe they don't see that they can't accomplish, but we're judging them and thinking that they just can't get it done. And maybe they can. I don't know. But how do people deal with the setback when they're so hyped up that, hey, this is it? I've seen people spend millions of dollars on a wedding, go down the aisle with nothing but smiles. Then you look up and they're in divorce court splitting up a bunch of stuff. Oh, man. I think you kind of see where I'm going, Dr. Clark. That's the ultimate grief and loss. When you set your mind to something really, really cool, you know, I'm reminded the first time I was in a track meet. Well, it wasn't the first time, but I was winning all the time during the regular season. Then we get to the final. We're all out there, and everybody just know I'm going to be the first guy across the tape, and they're going to be taking pictures. I'm thinking about how I'm going to pose. And the gun went off, and I'm running, and I'm going, and then all of a sudden, like a brisk of wind goes past my ears. What was it? The other teammate, my teammate, he outran me. Oh, my God, where'd you come from? He had been studying my timing to run. It's a halfway around the track. It's called a 220. Okay, I think they had a 200-meter dash or whatever now. But the point was, he blew me away in the finals when I just knew that they were going to write about me in the newspapers, and I had such a dream. And then all of a sudden, oh, man. Anyway, Dr. Clark, can you help me out? I'm all over the place with this one now. Oh, it would help if I turned on her speaker because her phone had dropped. Sorry about that, folks. Modern technology at its finest. There you are.
You got me now?
Got it. Okay.
Okay. I'm on a different line because I kept getting kicked out. So there was something subliminal there. My phone was not liking that experience.
Yep. I had a dream that we could keep it on the air, but it didn't happen, and you just made the adaptation so, and you kept moving forward. That's our lesson for today, ladies and gentlemen.
So when we have dreams and aspirations and desires, and we set these goals for ourselves, and we're ambitious about achieving these goals, and we do all the right things, we make all the right decisions, and we put forth all the right time and the effort, and it just doesn't seem to happen. So then we start to become very self-critical of ourselves, and we wonder, where did we go wrong, or maybe it's not meant to be, or so we have that pity party, and then maybe we dust ourselves off, we dust off our knees, and we look at our elbows that we scraped up, and we put a Band-Aid on there, and we get back up, and we get ready to try it again, right? So we think, what can I do differently? We make the necessary adjustments. We go for it again, and it still doesn't happen. We tell ourselves, how many times am I going to do this? Maybe this is just not something for me. We may even have a dream about it. We may have a dream about it in a different way. Sometimes when we have these goals and these desires, and we have it planned in our minds, we write out the narrative about how we see the story unfolding. But that may not be how it is supposed to happen in its reality. And so sometimes we'll go to sleep, and because this thing is riding on us and it's weighing on us, we may have what we think is a nightmare about this thing that did not come to full fruition the way that we planned it out. Sometimes we have to stop, take a look at the big picture, and look at the alternatives that may be available. It may not be time for that thing to be revealed. It may not be time for you to reach that milestone. It may not be for you to reach the milestone in the way that you have gone about reaching it. Because at the end of the day, it's not about how fast you get there or what route you take that to get there. What matters is getting there. And so it may not always be that traditional route. And so there may be a lesson to be learned in the dream, or maybe even you think it's a nightmare because it's not happening the way that you saw it happening. There's always a lesson to be learned. The mind and the dreams that we have, even the nightmares that we have, work together. There's a subconscious meaning there, whether it's pulling out an emotion that we have not been able to express, where it's showing us a picture or a vision of something that we want and we are striving to get to, or maybe it's showing us in a different way. Maybe there's a stress or something that we need to release within that dream or within that nightmare, so to speak, before we can allow ourselves to get there. And so when we find ourselves in these positions, give yourself permission, again, to experience the array of emotions that might come with that. Because in that not achieving, you are experiencing a loss. You are losing what you thought you were going to achieve. And so you're really losing something that you never really had in the beginning, which makes it a different type of loss. Because that loss was never anticipated. That's a loss that you never saw coming. And so now you have to give yourself the space to go through the process of that loss so that you can reset yourself and recalibrate yourself and start setting goals to meet that dream again. And over time, when it is time for that dream to become a reality, or those goals that you've set to become a reality, you will start to see the pieces of the puzzle fall in place. Again, it may not happen all at once, but inch by inch, piece by piece, you'll see that your pie is going to start to form. And then you'll be able to let the yeast rise, put it in the oven, and let it come out to be what it needs to be. So there's still a way to get it done. So let your dreams and your nightmares actually be a guide to what's coming ahead, and find the gift in them, because you can always still achieve your dreams in one way, shape, form, or fashion. You just have to make up in your mind that I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to be defeated. I can't. Because life is going to keep happening. So that means as long as you're here and you're breathing, you have to keep happening. And you determine what that looks like from the result of your dreams and your nightmares. That's all I have for you.
Wow. Ooh. What a mop-up job she did with that. You know, folks. And I actually agree, you know, and I didn't want to make this about the negativity of the nightmare, but that sometimes goes with the issues of grief, loss, disappointment, sorrow, all of those other things that are part of life. But it seems to me it's just how we prepare to package it, because sometimes bad stuff is going to happen. But I think Dr. Clark said it best. You're going to can overcome it, you know, with positive affirmation, your mindset she talks about. I hope you folks are doing two things. One, taking notes, and two, sharing it with somebody that you know is creating nightmares in their daytime awakeness because they're filled with so much negativity and doubt. You can't get through life being and become successful living in doubt because you're going to miss it because you're too doubtful. I got a call on North Carolina before Dr. Clark comes back and wraps this thing up. North Carolina, let's see if I can do the screen right. We're not having a great success with that, but I'm going to do what Dr. Clark said. I'm going to keep trying. North Carolina, you still on the line?
Yes, sir, I am.
The question that I have for you, sir, and I'm sure, like Dr. Clark, you can pretty much tackle it or already have. Tell us about one of the biggest dreams that you had when everything came together and it came true and it worked.
Wow.
Yes. I know you've had many at 79 years old, or was that 89?
No, it's just 79 for right now. But thank you
for
asking.
That's right. Your greatest
the biggest dream I've had is to be able to do manifesting and helping and making dreams of veterans come true, starting with getting them off the street, getting them into to see the VA hospital or clinic whenever they need to, getting them training, education, or job opportunities. And I hope that's getting ready to happen. So, but I need to leave it at that. So, because that's been, I've seen what the federal government doesn't do. I've seen where they choose to send their money outside the country instead of dealing with America first. And that's been the biggest disappointment. But when you're dealing with people, when you're dealing with politicians, you have to accept them for what they are, and that is, oh, I don't want to use that word. Not very nice people, how about that? So, but I've learned to deal with that disappointment. But as long as you're dealing with people, you're going to be disappointed a lot of times. And I'll end it at that.
Well, unfortunately, I love that bit of philosophy, but I would prefer to end it on the one big accomplishment that did come true in your 79 years. Just one thing that you knew, wow, I finally accomplished that. And what was it?
To have two beautiful daughters.
Ooh, okay. Now we're talking. Okay. As Dr. Clark prepares to wrap it up, I think we're going to go ahead and ask her too. And it's kind of unfair to say one thing. But of the many things, Dr. Clark, can you share one thing that happened in your life, a dream that you knew it took a while to get there, but when you got it, you knew, yes, mission accomplished, I got it done, and it put a smile on your face, if even for a moment?
That would have to be, well, two things. Of course, the birth of my biggest cheerleader, my son, and then my most recent dream coming to full fruition, which is the completion of the book. Which has finally happened, and is available for pre-sale orders. So
and
I'm excited about that.
Ah, oh, man. And I'm talking over you because I'm so excited. You just sprung that on all of America all at the same time. Oh, my gosh. How do you follow that up? Okay, well, I guess that concludes our show, ladies and gentlemen, because it ain't no more we can talk about today. Oh, man. You know, they got a song.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
Dr. Clark.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you so very much. Okay,
so
and where do people get again?
You can actually go to Dr. Tamitra, T-A-M-I-T-R-A, Clark, all one word, .com, and go to the website, and you are free to read a little bit about what the book is about, and you can pre-order. And I am excited about the launch event that will take place on November 12th.
Do you know where you are?
I hope to have that pinned down by this weekend. I think I know where it's going to be at, but I'll finalize that tomorrow, hopefully.
That's right. That's right. You know, which is where we, that's where we was going to go with this show. Yeah. I mean, she's also talked about some nightmarish stuff that's happened. We all going to go through that. Okay. So North Carolina talked about the kids, and she did mention her regret too. Okay. Who I happen to know and admire, that young man beyond belief and measure. Wow, but she got her book. Y'all don't know how long this has been taking, you know. I mean, there has been birth and rebirth. Anyway, let me stop. But she got it done. You know, to hold on to a dream, regardless to your hiccups, bumps in the road and setbacks and all of that stuff. I mean, if she had the time to tell you, that would take up a whole another couple of days just talking about the things that tried to derail her, and she didn't let it happen. Wow, that's a celebration big time. Dr. Clark, you need to prepare to take us home, and some of y'all who want to stick around and listen to me wrap up this song by Jennifer Hudson so you know why I played The Impossible Dream. Dr. Clark, take us home, okay?
Well, I'll just leave you with some affirmations around goal setting and achieving your dreams. I can confidently and fearlessly believe in myself. I can do anything that I set my mind to. I have what it takes to be successful in all that I do. I focus my vision on my goals, my aspirations, and my dreams. I refuse to settle for less than what I deserve. Give yourself permission to dream the impossible dream and watch it come true.
Outstanding. Folks, do remember that life is hard sometimes, and life is a struggle from the time you check in to the time you check out, from the cradle to the grave, to the from the womb to the tomb. But as long as you're alive, you still have a chance to dream.
Well,